Lord, give us the grace to endure trials with that deep and underlying joy that can only come from your Holy Spirit. As you guard our hearts and minds with the truth of your faithfulness to all your promises. Amen. Mother Claire began, Mother, I don't know why we are so tired. Is it an assignment or the pulses that are incoming? It is a suffering, backing up prayers of salvation for those who are utterly lost. It is your turn right now to carry these crosses. Do not let that distract you, though. However, it is a sign. Another sign that we are approaching the end times. And as you discussed, people are ignoring it in their daily struggles to survive and make a living off this opportunity. My fear is that they will all perish. Pray for someone among them to seriously wake up. Right now they are gambling with their own lives. It is, as you have said, there are so many signs, and yet none are sufficient to cause them to take another look and do what is necessary to survive. It is very hard for people to give up something they have worked so hard for. Remember how hard it was for you when you left the mountain? The whole world is changing, and yet many are not taking notice, figuring that their safety depends upon ignoring the signs that are everywhere. It is a perversion of the practice of positive thinking. Things are waking up slowly, for some imperceptibly, for others who are awake. It is clear to them that things will get much worse. I want you to pray for them, Claire. Pray for those who are leaders, that they will awake and warn others around them. Do you see how patient my son is? He waits. Then he sends signs. Then he waits again and sends more signs. He brings others together, in on it, and warnings go out. But people are slow to pay attention, especially when it comes to leaving everything behind. I do understand. If the consequences are so serious for them, do they value their possessions more than their lives? Their possessions are their lives. And so the answer is yes. Nonetheless, imagine if you were in that position, hoping the volcano would soon stop, but having all your possessions buried in the lava. Pray for them and be compassionate and understanding. Mother, please ask Jesus to give me a heart that really cares. Blessed Mother continued, Living for others takes time, but thank you. This is merely a foreshadowing of what is yet to occur on the whole earth, over and over again. As tensions rise, the output increases. But not just there, all over the world. We are moving towards cataclysmic circumstances. Yes, the earth is very unstable now, and its awakening is a slow process. While you are anxious to see the signs of his coming, it is still very painful for him. That creates in me a real conflict. What am I to think? Ask for more grace to be able to work under the pressures that are now increasing all over the world. Some indeed are beside themselves, sensing keenly that time is coming to a close. If things were happening more suddenly, more would wake up, but then they would not have the time to turn from their evil ways. This is being done this way so they can wake up little by little and be given the opportunity to repent. Claire, they have heard about the rapture and end times events for so long. It fails to alarm them. That button is quite flat and surrounded by ridicule. Nonetheless, as things progress in seriousness, they too will begin to get it. Then they shall act. The world is in flux right now with different powers vying for control. It is in the hands of those who pray as to what will be the outcome. Stand firm, my children. Stand firm.